whatever floats your boat. Sail! Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit our website at www.ubcsailing.org for more info.
Welcome, everyone, to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Wise Men Radio, and I'm your host, Austin. It is 9 o'clock, right on the dot here, in beautiful British Columbia. We're broadcasting live from the UBC campus on the unceded Musqueam territory. It is November 11th, 11/11, make a wish. Today is a special show. If you've listened in the past, I've kind of started talking basically about things that each episode would have a topic about sort of an environmental issue or a subject in natural sciences, one of the two. And I would kind of use that as a kind of a base for the episode. But today is not going to be like that. I think it's been a long week for everyone, myself included. I wanted to change the subject. Today's episode will be majorly focused on positivity and staying positive. I know the I'll address the big elephant in the room. So the election was a kind of disheartening to see from my perspective. If you've listened to the show, you probably know my views on a few certain things. And so I was not very pleased when it came to election night, November 8th, just a few days ago, this Tuesday. And I think many Americans across the world, Americans and citizens of the world felt in a similar way. I know the next morning I woke up feeling totally violated as like a person. I don't know. It's just something. It didn't sit right with me. And I don't know. It's so. And I know a lot of people have been kind of feeling the same way. And I think it's important to address that. So that's why today is going to be, I'm going to be focusing on positivity. I know that the election may be getting everyone down, or who knows. I'm going to play a bunch of positive tunes, make everyone kind of in, start everyone's day off on the right foot. And I wanted to throw that out there. And if anyone needs to talk about the election or about anything, you can call in on the, on air phone, and I'll try to get that working, and it'll be a little like a positivity hotline here. The number is 604-822-2487. I'll be taking calls all show for the next hour. And if you want to even share your views, maybe I can see what I can do. But anyways, I'm going to start off the show with a cool song by a band called Let's Eat Grandma. Kind of a funny band name. But they're really cool. They're a duo of two female artists, and they just released a new album, I Gemini, this year, and so I highly recommend checking it out. It's pretty cool. The song that I'm gonna play for everyone is called Deep Six Textbook. That's what it's called. Kind of a cool, groovy tune. So I hope everyone enjoys. I'll be back for more positivity in a bit. Thanks. Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. This is the positivity episode slash the election slash Remembrance Day. Today is Remembrance Day, or Veterans Day, or whatever you want. So go hug a veteran. They did a lot for this country and the world. Really owe them something special here today. But yes, that we played some songs, we had some laughs, the last song that I played was by the artist Homeshake. They're a band out of Montreal, and this is off their new album coming out, I believe, in January or February. It's called Fresh Air, and the song was called Call Me Up. It's kind of a fun little buddy boo. The song before that was Bad, Bad, Not Good, Chompy's Paradise, off of their newest album, Four. They're from Toronto, kind of a hip-hop group. Do lots of, like, jazzy instrumental beats. If you've never listened to them and liked that tune, check them out. They're pretty popular, pretty big. So give them a listen to. See what the rave is about. Pretty cool. And of course, that first song was Let's Eat Grandma, Deep Six Textbook, off the new album I, Gemini. So yeah, cool songs. I'm really, really, really start off your morning. And it's only going to get cooler, man, I'll tell you. Today was kind of going to focus about being positive. with the election around the corner, it didn't really pan out for a lot of people, especially a lot of people on the West Coast. All pretty much have all the same ideals. And yeah, I just wanted to make sure everyone's okay. It's a big shock, I know, for a lot of us. And I know I felt really gross the day after. I stayed up all night waiting for the results. And yeah, I didn't really feel too good after no one predicted it, really. It was really surprising, caught me off guard. And I was really like mad and frustrated. Honestly, that doesn't solve any of the problems. Trump's now president-elect. But we still have to face problems such as racism, such as climate change, such as equal women's rights, all in the same similar manner that we do today. If not, we're going to have to be a little bit more proactive. The election, even if Hillary Clinton would have won, it wouldn't have made these problems non-existent, by no means. I think that's a pretty important realization, is that these problems are still going to exist. It's just the matter of the people having to work harder or not to solve these problems, or reduce the risk of an occurrence or something like that. So everyone just is going to have to be a little bit more proactive. If you see sexism, if you see racism, if you see Islamophobia, don't be a bystander. Speak out and let your voice be heard to those who need it. I think the biggest problem I had with among many with President-elect Trump being elected is his stance on climate change. And if you know anything about me, I'm pretty concerned about the climate and kind of the earth as a whole. But yeah, I mean, if the people elected this person, you're gonna have to assume that this person is gonna try to do their best to for the longevity of the human race, or for the longevity and prosperity of, I guess, in this case, the United States. And whether that be acknowledging climate change and being proactive about it may or may not occur. looks like more likely than not. But this is also something that can be addressed later throughout the presidency. If things start to change, if there's suddenly an apparent risk, there's also other measures that can be put in place. Now, this may not be quite idealistic. Might not actually solve any, like, to any degree that we were looking for. But it's an important kind of realization that I think, I know that I know that President-elect Trump wants to do what's best for the country. Whatever opinions you do have about him or not, I believe that he thinks that he's going to be doing the best he can for the country. So whether or not that it aligns into the views of a lot of Americans and a lot of people around the world is pretty iffy. And I think that if we make our voices heard and speak out about issues that we care about, such as equal rights, Islamophobia, climate change, etc., then there's the president would have to is going to be doing a horrible job if he doesn't address these issues, if the majority of the population deems it a necessary kind of a priority, an important aspect. I think there's still hope I think there's still hope for a safe world that to live in, but it's gonna take a heck of a lot more work for us, the people, a lot of grunt work for us, the people. I think that speaking out to on the subject like I'm doing is the first step, and making your voice being heard, to be honest. Like, I don't know. I think that's the most important thing. The nation needs to be heard, and the world needs to be heard by people making decisions, in order for the decision makers to prioritize their criteria. And I think this is a really important process and step, and I think it often gets overlooked in the decision-making process. But it's also a fundamental kind of concept of democracy, kind of doing things for the better of the people. So it's not all doom and gloom. We just have to stick together and, you know, really, really, I mean, I think it's really important to support one another. For a lot of people, this is a really, really dark time. And it affects the whole world. So, yeah, if you know anyone who's pretty affected by this, if you're Canadian, maybe go hug your American friend today. Go ask someone if they're all right. It makes the world a difference, I'll tell you. Love one another, man. Just we need to be able to express ourselves and express. So never feel that you're alone on things, because, oh, golly, you're not. All right. That was a big sap. Wow. All right. So the next, yeah, I think I'm going to go into more songs, and then I'll come back with some good news. I'm going to do, like, a big segment on good news, and kind of, yeah, lots of news is negative. I know I've done a couple positivity shows in the past, and all of them have incorporated some bits of good news, and yeah, it doesn't quite get the media attention that it should, which, hey, that's why we're here at CITR. So anyways, I'm going to play a cool song called Cowboy. Cowboys are cool. From from the band Sunshine and the Blue Moon from Thunder Bay, Ontario. The album is Welcome to the Future. It was recently released September. So it's a pretty cool track. I'm going to go ahead and give her a listen, and I'll be back soon with some good news. The days of the cowboy have gone, but the rush of the drink still lives on. With me, honey, hold my hand when we stroll through the country. Yeah, jump in a river, maybe catch a fish or two. Home by dinner time, don't worry, hon. Home by dinner time, don't you worry, hon. No, we'll have a blast. Oh, yes, you and me, we'll have a blast. Yeah, a real good time. Not a soul. Cut your granny's lawn and smoke my father's grass. Sun is falling fast, let's find us a drink. Hold me tight, left my bands at the bar.
Discorder.
That magazine from CITR 101.9 FM.
Presents a showcase of emerging Vancouver-based hip-hop artists Friday, November 18th at the Media Club.
The lineup is comprised of some of the most talked about and should be talked about hip-hop artists in Vancouver.
Including So Loki, Missy D, Romy, Something August, Spotty Joseph, and Freeman Young, with CITR's Crimes and Treasons DJing and emceeing this 19-plus event.
We them boys! Be sure to come check us out. We're Crimes and Treasons Radio. We're going to be hosting and DJing at the Media Club. Be sure to come check us out.
Crimes and Treasons.
For more information and tickets, visit discorder.ca.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin, and you're listening to Wiseman Radio. This is the positivity episode, so all I want to see is smiles out there. We had just played some pretty positive songs here. The last song that I played was a pretty fun groove tune from the all-girl band Hinds. And the song was Hologramma. It's a new song that they just kind of put out as a single. It's originally a Los Nasties song. And it's all in Spanish, Espanol, which is not their native tongue. They're normally do music in English, which is kind of fun. And they sound like they're just having a good time playing the song. It's very cool. Check it out. Yeah. And the song I played before that was a band named Crying. They're out of New York. And the song was Patriot off of their newest album, Beyond the Fleeting Gales. Very cool band. I got the opportunity to see a bit of them at, there is a Beach Fossils concert that I went to, but it ended up being like six bands playing. Frankie Cosmos, Beach Fossils, Crying, Joyce Manor, and one other punk band. So it's a pretty wild spectrum of sounds happening in this venue. But Crying was really fun. I arrived right as their last song started playing, so I didn't get to see much of them, but they were just grooving hard. Oh, man. It was a good show. Yeah. So that was that. Crying Patriot, Beyond the Fleeting Gales. Give Crying a try. it'll make you cry of joy. It's pretty fun. They're pretty fun. And the first song that I played in that set was Sunshine and the Blue Moon from Thunderbury, Ontario. The song was Cowboy. Groovy little fun tune. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm here with some good news today. We need some good news in our lives right now. I just gave a regular, you know, Google search of good news, and there's this website called goodnewsnetwork.org. And it only has good news on it. So that's nice. Yeah. Some good news relevant to the election. The Obama just passed bill or I'm not actually sure what the legislation is, but basically it protects the funding to Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood like organizations that provide contraceptives to low-income or to low-income areas across the U.S. But they don't just provide low-income, they provide for all income. I think it's seems like the legislation's basically mainly protecting Planned Parenthood in the low-income areas, which is very good. So I'm glad that is happened. But anyways, some good news from the Good News Network that no one can disagree with. A personal pick for myself is Golden Eagle number. This is the headline: Golden Eagle numbers have bounced back to historic new levels. This is from a study done in 2003 in Scotland. Is a huge jump between 1992 and now. In 1992, there was 20 breeding pairs, so not very many. And then now they're up to as many as 442 breeding pairs. It's pretty incredible to see that, actually. Golden Eagles are massive. I had the opportunity to see one this summer in southern Alberta, and it was so, I'm actually at loss for words. It was very incredible. We were driving in the car, and I just kind of see this big, it looks like a rock on top of this, I think it was a telephone pole. It was a pole, and it just looked like a huge boulder on top of this pole. And then as soon as we kind of got a little closer driving by, it kind of got startled by the car or something and just took flight. And it was pretty close to the car, just over the roof, and flew right above us. And the wingspan on that sucker, oh boy. Ho-ho. Golden eagles are actually quite a deal larger than bald eagles. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Another cool thing, kind of related, is the Planet Earth 2 has come out, released its new first episode of the first season, or the second season. It's pretty cool. If you haven't watched Planet Earth 1, I highly recommend it. It's a great way to just kind of relax. It's take your mind off things and really enjoy the splendor and wonder of the planet that we live on. And it really highlights and showcases these really interesting and unique organisms from the tiniest, it's really cool. From the tiniest shrimp to the blue whale or something like that. It's quite incredible. And the footage that they get is astounding. It looks amazing. They have a segment at the end of the episode of how they did it, how they filmed this. And the first episode of season 2 is about islands, so I recommend checking it out. It's very cool. And they did this bit on penguins on on an island in Antarctica and how they got there, and oh boy, it looks like a really sketchy journey. to get on the island, and then like while they're on the island infested with millions of penguins, like I can't imagine. That's like extreme. But yeah, it's cool that like it's incredible to see people doing stuff like that, you know? Like human beings are capable of doing this, you know? Like we're amazing creatures. We've constructed what we have today, you know? If you really think about that as a in a sense, like that is really incredible. Like we've created all these things that and done all these things, you know? Like we have people out in space right now. If that's not incredible, like I don't know what else is. There's people living in space right now. There's people living where there is nothing out there, you know? Like that's so cool. Like, oh man. If you don't think that's cool, like, wow, that's so, oh man, like I can't imagine what those people's lives are like. It's got to be completely different than anything that anyone's ever experienced that hasn't lived in space, you know? Like, that's amazing. And we're close to putting like colonizing Mars and stuff like that. It's not out of the future. Like I wonder, like that would be amazing if we could get people there. That would be awesome. I think that'd be cool. But yeah, some more good news before I just go on about space. Let's see here. I was basically just gonna talk about that. Oh yeah, Toys R Us. In the U.S., they have some stores that, I guess, now are opening 1 hour early so kids and adults can come in. This is targeted as a quiet hours Toys R Us, and it's targeted for people with kids with autism. I think the idea is so they don't get overstimulated as easy. But it's really cool to see that that a company is doing accommodating autism like that. That is like really ups for Toys R Us, man. So that's cool. There's also antibody. They've developed an antibody that protects developing fetuses from the Zika virus. So that is really nice. Mosquitoes are like one of the world's worst things ever. And they've discovered Zika a long time ago, but I think just recently it's kind of come back into the spectrum of like, wow, this is actually a really big issue. Like things are happening because of the Zika virus. So I think it's really kind of come back into the public's eyes. And looks like we've kind of cracked a bit of a code for it, which looks good. Lots of cool stuff. But if you need more good news, just log on to the Good News Network. Also, there is lots of other things. And watch Planet Earth, man. I'll tell you. It honestly was the coolest thing I've seen. If you've seen the kind of people posting on Facebook or whatnot about this, like, snake scene and this iguana, yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. You probably didn't see it all. Like, there is more to where that comes from. It's absolutely nuts. That's what I have to say. But anyways, I'm going to play some more songs. It's actually getting close to the end of my show. I kind of rambled on for a little longer than I thought. Anyways, I'm going to play a couple tunes, and then I'm going to come back and kind of say goodbye. I really hope everyone's had a good day. And I'm going to play this song by an artist out of Melbourne, Australia, called Katie Day. And the album is ASDFASDF, just kind of a bunch of mashing on the keyboard. But the song is You Gotta Get Up to Get Up. And I think that is a nice sentiment and very true. It was kind of hard getting up this morning. I was pretty tired, but I got up. And once you get up, you're up, man. You're not going to go back. Well, you might go back to sleep, but, you know, the sentiment. All right.
Welcome to Marlow Country. It's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. Marlow's the man who asks the questions. Marlow's the man who's asked to give the answers. How'd you know about that, too?
right, everyone, welcome back to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Wise Men Radio on, yeah, CITR 101.9. I just said that. Yeah, so this kind of brings together the last bit of my episode. It's been a great show today. Thanks for sticking with me. The last couple songs that I just played were, this last one was from the Transistor original soundtrack. The song was called Sandbox. And the song I played before that was a song by a Vancouver hip-hop artist, Marlo. And the song was Marlo's Country, and the album was Marlo for Mayor. Cool track. And before that was Katie Day, You Gotta Get Up to Get Up. So yeah, cool songs. I hope everyone enjoyed the music today, enjoyed the words today, enjoyed yourself today. And the day is, it's only 10, so get up and achieve something. Everyone is good at achieving things. All right, that was just kind of a ramble, but anyways, I'm here to sign off. I'm gonna play, of course, if you've listened to any past Positivity show, there's one artist that always comes to my mind when I say positivity, and that's Little B the Bass God. At a first listen to his music, you may not think so. Second listen, you may not think so. Third listen, hey, this guy's got something for him. This guy's got something going for him. He's kind of a unique character, kind of eccentric, to say the least. But I think he's pretty important and sends a good message, for the most part, to people in general, for the, you know, the world. This is a song off of one of his more recent mixtapes. He releases all of his music for free, and they're all on datpiff.com. He recently did a album with Chance the Rapper called I think it's just called Free, the Based Freestyle Mixtape. And it's all freestyle, just kind of them spouting out positivity. It is a really positive record, and I would recommend looking into it. But this song I'm gonna play is called No Black Person Is Ugly. It's a really positive song. I'll just throw out there, content warning. There may be swears in this song, but it's all in for the better good. I think he means well. But yeah, I'm gonna play the song and then bounce out. Yeah, but have a wonderful Friday Remembrance Day today here, wherever you may be, actually, not just here in Vancouver. If you're listening in the States, know that everything will be okay if you think that it may, even if you think it may not be. We'll make it through. But yeah, stay positive. Love everyone. Yeah. I'm going to sign off now. Have a wonderful Friday and have a great weekend. See you later. This is Little B the Bass God.
person is ugly. No black person is ugly. No black person is ugly. No black person is ugly. Make another diamond day, trying to make a rhyme away. Sometimes my skin is the reason I'm alive today. Bigger than just a race, no car, just a race. No smile, fix your face, we all living in this place. Trying to make peace with the police. I'm not on probation, so why you out asking me? This is not just about black, I wonder about black. When we talk about that, you wonder why I talk back. My English not perfect, I'm not the best at school, but understand I love life's rules. Homeless people, they even give me money. I'm too real for the game. Reflection of the fame. I got cash, I hide all the pain. These skinned black people, they won't say a thing. That drama is a shame. People wanna kill you before they even know your name. Sunshine, sunshine, looking for the sunshine. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. Sunshine, sunshine, looking for the sunshine. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. Sunshine, sunshine, for the sunshine. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. Sunshine, sunshine, looking for the sunshine. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. I'm sorta like a panther, I'm solid like the underground. Dealing with the trials of life, how did we get here today? Black beauty not showed in the media. I was told that you got an afro, or you got a big nose, that your lips are too big, you're talking low. My people understand, so why you don't know? It's just communication. If we all sat down and got past the revelations, the future of the people, advancement, trying to take chances, the media. Propaganda is slandered, the black beauty. I'm not stupid, I see it every day. They got shows like Jailbreak, but won't help you get straight. I'm trying to see black on more magazines, on the streets. The hoods that you're claiming, never been racist, so I understand if you wanna try to change places. I seen the other side and I know that's amazing. Life is amazing, they want you to work to enslave you. They try to trick you to think they made you. Y'all got a voice, stand up against violence. If it's close to your home, stand up against rape. No means no, clean up the streets. You feel me? And stop that beef. Hands up for peace on the streets. Sunshine, sunshine, looking for the sunshine. Beat. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. Sunshine, sunshine, looking for the sunshine. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. Sunshine, sunshine, for the sunshine. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. Sunshine, sunshine, looking for the sunshine. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time. No black person is ugly, don't say it one time.